5. We've got just a couple of minutes left. We might go a minute or so over so that we can be sure to collect this $1,000. But that's it. Once it's over, and then we're going to have what we have. We want to thank everyone who's called so far, but there's still time. 303-449-4885. $280 left to go in this $1,000 matching challenge. John, who do we have to thank?
We want to thank Derek in Louisville, renewing his membership. He's going to pick up a Terrasonic mix CD, a wise man indeed.
Thanks very much, Derek. We still need to hear from a couple of more of you. We're going to go till 103. It is 101 right now at 88.5 FM KGNU Boulder, 1390 AM KGNU Denver. We have a translator at K229AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 megahertz. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond, and we here at Terrasonic are calling out to you right now to step up and give us a call at 303-449-4885. We've got a minute and a half to go. We need to raise $280 so that we can max out this $1,000 challenge match from an anonymous Terrasonic fan.
We're bleeding into bloodlines here. We know we're going past the BBC headlines, which come your way as a regular feature of the Saturday lineup to get a little international perspective. Just because we have this money on the line, we kind of need to keep going here just to make sure that we get it. We want to thank Renewal from Boulder, Sarah, and she is calling now because the matching pledge is going on. She's calling as a new volunteer. She's going to pick out a premium, getting us a little bit closer. We're down to 280. 280 left. Okay, we have 80.
We need
180. 180. 180. Okay, I'm getting the update here as we speak. The tally's coming in. $180 of matching money, yet we have only under a minute to go to make that happen. It counts when you call right now, 303-449-4885.
If you want your money to go twice as far, call right now. 303-449-4885. This offer expires in basically about 30 seconds. 303-449-4885. Help us get there. It means so much to Terrasonic. It means so much to KGNU, and it'll make you feel good as well. We promise. 303-449-4885. We're down to about $140. 303-449-4885.
That is $80 left.
$80
left in the match.
Give us a call right now. Be that person to take us across the finish line. 303-449-4885. $80 pledge. We'll give you something extra special for it. We'll throw in another Terrasonic mix CD, an earlier edition or something like that. I'll hand deliver it. I'll bring you some falafel. Call now, 303-449-4885. We're going to throw it over to Reggae Bloodlines right now. Thank you very much, Bloodlines dudes, for letting this go over a few minutes. This is Terrasonic. Thanks to everyone who called.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
This is KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM and KGNU Denver 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. And this is the Reggae Bloodlines.
Jah be praised. The goose and the ghost, let Jah be praised. The tiny alarm, let Jah be praised. Let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. He watered the hills from his chambers, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for animals. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like corn. Now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. As the wax melted, let them be melted, Jah, Jah. Igsie beer, let Jah be praised. The Daniel lamb, let Jah be praised. The goose and the ghost, let Jah be praised. You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised. Oh, lightning. Ball of fire, he said lightning, brimstone and fire, it's a beer. Scatter, shatter, flatter, and batter. Darling, feel it. We can't feel it. Kill them dead before them spread. Kill them dead before them spread. Say, kill them dead before them spread. Say, kill them dead.
Yes, you are tuned into KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in Denver. We just heard Let Him Be Praised, and that is the previously unreleased Shaja Shaka dubplate version, and that's coming off of the Peter Tosh, The Ultimate Experience, which is one of our premiums today during the Reggae Bloodlines Pledge Drive.
That's right. We have some amazing premiums here down at KGNU Reggae Bloodlines. Thanks for tuning in. It's been an awesome day. If you've been listening between Terrasonic and Honky Tonk Heroes and Old Grass, New Grass, and now we get to keep the torch burning here at Reggae Bloodlines and talk to you a little bit about, reggae music. And we have a really exciting show planned today. It's going to be Peter Tosh for the next 3 hours, and we're gonna pay tribute to the Mystic Man, do some special premiums, and we have a cool interview lined up too with Roger Steffens, reggae archivist, that's gonna talk a little bit about Peter. So please stay tuned and give us a call, 303-4. Should we give him the studio line or the?
Let's definitely give him both. Let's give him the regular line, 303-449-4885.
Okay, cool.
And, what we're looking for today is your pledges, people. You've been listening to The Bloodlines, the second longest running reggae show in America, for 31 years now. So we're going to be talking to the man who has the longest running reggae show in America on our show today.
Yeah, Roger Steffens is going to tell us a little bit about this Peter Tosh, The Ultimate Experience, which just came out on Shaunakee. It's two DVDs and one CD. The DVDs are Steppin' Razor Red X, which is an amazing documentary on Peter Tosh that you really need to see. I mean, if you have not seen that, you definitely need that. And then a handful of live video on the DVD, which is something new for me. I haven't seen much live Peter Tosh.
No, it's a rare thing.
Yeah. So
also, the cool thing about it is that actually there's interview excerpts from Peter Tosh being interviewed by Roger Steffens.
So, yeah, we're bringing it. I mean, you just got to love it. You got to love being here at Reggae Bloodlines and getting this opportunity to bring some serious reggae history to the people of Boulder, people of Denver, and all around on KGNU.org. And not only are there two DVDs on this Peter Tosh Ultimate Experience, but there's a CD with rare and classic recordings. Some of it you probably have heard, but a lot of it you haven't, like that track Jawsonic just played, which is off the hook. So give us a call, and we'd be happy to take your pledge.
That's right. We have the mighty, mighty John Schaefer in the house.
The Music Man.
And just to add on that box set, because I walked in here at, midway through your description of it, the booklet is beautiful. I mean, it's really beautiful. I mean, this is a tremendous box set, and available today during Reggae Bloodlines. We have a couple people to thank that we want that came in just at the last minute there for Terrasonic as we depleted that matching money. During the hour between noon and one today, a renewal from Derek and also from Sarah and from Boulder renewing her membership. So two more that came flying in at the last second. And thanks to everyone who pledged during Terrasonic. Thanks to everyone who's pledged so far up to this point. We're going to get a new total on our tally of where we stand right now against our goal of $200,000 from 2,200 newer renewing members. We're going to get even closer during Reggae Bloodlines today.
Yeah.
And that starts with you going to the phone, 303-449-4885.
Do we have a challenge grant today?
We do, and I'll get you some info on that in just a moment. So we'll figure out what that is too, but there's some extra money on the line during Reggae as well. So your pledge, helping us get closer, every step, every pledge, every donation counts and helps keep this station great. 303-449-4885.
Yes, it's your time to call right now, folks. We're only on for another 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's time.
And we want this interview with Roger to go for quite a while, so we're gonna try to focus on that when we're talking to him, and so we hope to get a good jump start with our pledges and premiums. And so now onward and upward with some Peter Tosh.
All right, let's start with You Can't Blame the Youth, coming off of Honorary Citizen. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Nice.
You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth of today. You can't fool.
teaching youths to learn in school, not to call jump over moon. You're teaching youths to learn in school, that the dish run away with spoon. So you can't blame the youth
when they don't learn.
You can't fool, you can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth
of today.
You can't fool the youth. You teach the youth about Christopher Columbus, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youth about Marco Polo, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youth about the pirate Hawkins, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youth about the pirate Morgan, and you said he was a very great man. So you can't blame the youth
of today.
You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. All these great men were doing robbing, raping, kidnapping, and killing. So-called great men were doing robbing, raping, kidnapping. So you can't blame the youth. You can't fool. You can't blame the youth.
None at all.
You can't fool the youth. When every Christmas comes, you buy the youth a pretty toy gun. When every Christmas comes, you buy the youth a fancy toy gun. You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. Cause what was hidden from the wise and the prudent is now revealed to the babes and the suckling. What was hidden from the wise and the prudent now revealed to the babes and the suckling. The Lord called upon the youth, cause he knows the youth is strong. Judge a call upon the youth, cause he know the youth is strong. So you can't blame the youth, you can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth,
save the children.
You can't fool the youth.
Don't blame them. Hear Rastafari, mighty and thunder everyone. The only one could create a music like this. This is the music of the first and the last century. After this music, there shall be no more music. Jack has also said, I call up on the singers and the players of instruments. All my springs are in thee. And that is no joke business. So when you and you and you see I and I here, don't think I come here for an entertainment. I and I come to flash lightning, earthquake, and thunder in these places of destruction and unrighteousness. We are living in a dispensation of Satan's monopoly, where the devil is doing his work 25 hours a day. See? He's busy working on all of you. Where do you stand? There is no in between. See? There is no in between. You got to be either here or there. You better be in or out. Every time I come to these places, I hear brothers say, get down, man. Get down. Oh, bomber clad far down, can you go? The farthest you can go down, man, is 6'6", man. Down to your grave, man. And a hearse take you there. Many people follow you there. And many will cry when you die. And go to heaven up on high. Madness. See? It's the meek shall inherit the earth. And what Satan and his disciples are busy doing is trying to destroy the earth and its inhabitants thereof. But I and I, who is the creator of this earth, seeing representative of his divine majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Ixiabiria Masagan,
come make we play some Kenchi Shogi. How when me Shogi, you be catching. And when you're catching, don't make it drop. Cause if it drop, it will pop. And if it pop, no one can mend it. Cause if them mend it, you can easily bend it. So we are going to catch you, catch you. Should be, should be tonight. All night long we are going to catch you, catch you. Should be, should be tonight. Tell me if you like it, catch it, catch it. Should be, should be tonight. All night long we are gonna catch it, catch it. Should be tonight. It don't take too long to learn. Just you do as I say. Hour two, and by the next time you will know what to do. We are both catching, should be tonight. Me and you are both catching, should be tonight. All night long we are both catching, should be tonight. Should be tonight. Come make we play some catch it, should be. And when me should be, you be catching. And when you're catching, don't make it drop. Cause if it drop, it will pop. No one can mend it. Cause if they mend it, you can easily bend it. So we are go catch it, should be tonight. All night long we are go catch it.
Yeah, we're going to catch Ishubi right now here on the Bloodlines. We've got a full Peter Tosh show coming to you, and we have just received our challenge grant from Thomas Whitney and The Anonymous, both longtime listener members and supporters of the Reggae Bloodlines on KGNU. We're looking for either 30 new or renewing members or the total of $2,500. And they will give us an extra $700 if we reach this goal.
Sweet.
Which is a lot, but we know that you are out there and can help us make this happen because, well, first off, we are one of the best reggae shows in America. We are in your community. We let you know about everything that's going on reggae-wise in the community. And we need your support right now. We need you to call 303-449-4885 and make your pledge, make your contribution, become a member, a renewed member. We just also did a signal strength enhancement for our signal, so you can get it out in, I believe, Castle Rock now.
Yeah, you can get it up in Greeley if you're up north. And, yeah, it's really been cool. You may be wondering what our premiums are right now. And we have a handful of different premiums. You can come down and browse if you want. We're open today. Or you can pick a premium over the phone. And we have a handful of really cool CDs, including the Peter Tosh 3, 2 DVD set, 1 CD set. And also we have the Peter Tosh bootleg 3879 at the Bottom Line in New York. So if you would like to call in and pick up that premium, you can. And we even have some silkscreen concert posters that are a Bunny Wailer show from 1997 with a cool image of Peter Tosh on it. So a lot of fun stuff to choose from today. And we're keeping it with Peter Tosh, but there's even more than Peter. So
also, John brought those live Peter Tosh discs in, and he brought the posters in, which are beautiful and very rare. So if you want to pick those up, then you need to give a call right now, 303-449-4885. Help us reach our challenge. And as John just said, we also have other premiums other than Peter Tosh premiums. We have Bob Marley, Catch a Fire, Bob Marley's Greatest Hits at Studio One. We've got great T-shirts. We've got mugs. Also, like, you can come down and check it out. If you see something that you really must have, like a book or anything like that, well, we'd be happy to hand it over for a pledge or a becoming a new or renewed member. So give a call, 303-449-4885.
And I did bring in about 15 of these bootlegs. So here's what I'd like to do with these, if it's all right with you, Joss Sonic, is why don't we just do like the first 15 pledges we get on top of whatever premium you get this bootleg concert as well. So it's sort of like a 2-for-1 kind of get over to the phone earlier rather than later and pledge now, and then you'll get this bootleg plus whatever you want. Whatever you want. So give a holler.
That's amazing. Amazing. Hey, let's continue with some Peter. Get to those phones, 303-449-4885.
And stay tuned for the Roger Steffens interview in 34 minutes.
Check it.
Fight again. in this world to live up to your expectations. Neither are you here to live up to mine. Yeah. I don't owe no one, no obligation. No, I don't mean that, so everything is fine. I said, I am, I am, I am. Thank you.
At this time, we'd like to thank Eric Vogel for calling in. He says he loves the Reggae Bloodlines, loves KGNU and everything that we do. And it's good to have this tremendous resource here in Boulder, Colorado. And he has decided to pick up, boom, all three. He's picking up the Tosh box set, the poster, and the bootleg CD that you have.
Great, great. Thanks for your pledge, Eric. We really appreciate your support, and I hope you love the poster. It's pretty crisp. I think you will. So it's hard to find reggae concert posters out there. And so I've been lucky enough to get to make a few of them. And this was a real special Bunny Wailer one. So we have one of these posters left. And if you want to check it out online, it's actually on my website, RastaReggaeRadio.com. So check that out. And as far as the bootleg goes, yeah, it's the bottom line, New York. And so we have, I think, about 15 of those left. I actually made about 17. So if you are one of the next 15 people to call and pledge, you're going to get your normal premium plus the extra bootleg. So thanks for supporting KGNU.
Which is an awesome deal. Also, Eric has brought us a lot closer to our challenge grant of $2,500. If we reach this grant, then we are going to get an extra $700 towards the studio, donated by Thomas Whitney and an anonymous source. So give a call down here, 303-449-4885. It's Cool Vibes. We're all just chilling. And we look forward to your call. We have a lot of people waiting for your calls.
Yeah.
So
we got Too Tall Terry, Josh, and Aaron out here working, volunteering on a beautiful Saturday just to be here and help us out. So the phonies are people too. Give them a call and tell them what's going on and make your pledge. Looks like we may have a few more. All right, great, perfect. We got a couple more pledges coming in right now, and people sometimes wonder what they get for being a member here at KGNU. Well, first of all, you help with the finances. That's obvious, but it's a great place to volunteer. You can come down anytime, work here at the studio, get involved in radio, do your own show. You've probably heard the Restless Nights and Sleep Morning set. Those are a lot of people that volunteer here and just want to be involved. So we have classes down here the first Thursday of the month. You have your orientation on how to run the station, and you are welcome here. So that's part of the fun of it. Plus, you get to go to concerts in town that give us tickets, and you do have to be a listener member for that. So, we are into the station. We love it, and we're happy that you love it too. So thanks for being out there.
Also, we want to thank Greg. He says he appreciates electric music on KGNU every day. And he's going to come down, and he's wondering if he can get DJ Jawsonic's mix number 12.
That's a classic.
Number 12. I didn't know we were up to number 12. I saw that. I was like, huh, I think we have that. I think we might even actually have that in the studio down here to give to anybody who came down to browse. So,
cool.
Yes. And if not, I will make sure that you get a copy of Jawsonic's number 12, Big Tunes, Reggae Bloodlines.
Sweet.
So, of course, give a call down here. We're moving towards the 2 o'clock hour where we're going to have a wonderful interview with Roger Steffens, and we're not going to be doing too much pledging during that time because it's such a unique opportunity to have him on the show. So give a call right now. Don't think twice about it. 303-449-4885 is the number to call.
And grab that bootleg plus another premium.
I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. Yea, though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. 'Cause I know Jaka, Jaka, Jaka. I chose this valley, and I know he will. When I'm trotting through that valley, I know he will. Though my enemies fight me every day, I will fear no evil. Though my enemies traps in my way, still I will fear no evil. Cause Jaka, 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 Jaka. I choose this valley. I know when I'm trotting through that valley. Every day, but I don't fear no evil. Out of 50 workers fight me every day. Still I will fear no evil. Jaka, 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 Jaka. Lurks in dark places, and I fear no evil. Destruction walk with smiling faces. Walking the streets.
I'm fine, I know the future. When I'm charting the bird, I know the future. When I'm driving the road, I know the future. When they dip, it's in my way, I know the future. When they fight me every day, though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. Yea, though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide. I choose this valley, but I know well, when I'm trotting through that valley, I know you will. Though my enemies fight me every day, I still don't fear. I don't fear no evil. Though my enemies set traps in my way, I will fear no evil. 'Cause I know Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide. I choose valley, I know it well. I'm trotting through this valley, I know it.
We just heard the acoustic version of Jah Guide, and that is coming off of the Ultimate Peter Tosh Experiment, the two double DVD and one CD package. It's amazing. And that is going out at the 120 pledge of new and renewed member, and also comes with a great booklet.
Yeah, I'm reading the booklet right now, and it's a great set, great package, a lot of stuff you probably have not seen or heard yet. So even if you're an ultimate Peter Tosh person, you need the ultimate Peter Tosh experience. So that's one of the premiums you can get today. We're also doing the poster, and we have a handful of other killer reggae rhythms for you. So,
and that poster is a poster of Peter Tosh with Bunny Wailer on it. Who else?
And Andrew Tosh and a guy named Lasana Bandel. It was the 7th annual Peter Tosh birthday celebration out in San Francisco. So it's a silkscreen poster, limited edition of, we made 250 of them. I don't have many left, and so I'd rather it be on your wall than in my printer's drawer. So please pick it up and, you know, grace us with having some art in your house. But, yeah, we're looking forward to this interview with Roger Steffens in about 10 minutes, and we just want to sort of, you know, channel in the spirit of Peter Tosh and sort of pay tribute to him and, you know, just make sure that his legacy still continues, which it sure does. It's really strong, running through the bloodlines.
And also, if, you know, the Peter Tosh premiums aren't your style and you're, or you already have enough Peter Tosh or something like that, we also have some great CDs coming in at the $40 pledge amount. We have Dub Matrix, Renegade Rocker, Modest Yahoo with Youth and Live at Stubbs, Mick Polish, Back to Mount Zion Rhythm, sweet, Lee Scratch Perry, End of American Dream. Hmm. We've also got the Upsettership Volume 1 in Dub and Chicken Scratch by Lee Scratch Perry, Toots and the Mitals, Light Up Your Light, the Heptones with Sweet Talking, and of course, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Greatest Hits at Studio One, and Catch a Fire. So give a call, 303-449-4885, and pick up something that you'd like. And also, another great thing about becoming a KGNU listener member is that you are eligible to get concert tickets every month. And if you've ever heard the Bloodlines, we give a pair of tickets away almost every other week.
Yeah.
And they're always to great shows, too, that are in the area. And these are shows that we share with you all the time. We let you know what's happening. So, you know, you spend $40, you're picking up a CD, and you're eligible for tickets that are going around $40 as an average price. $25 to $40 is the amount anyway. So give a call, because the benefits are amazing, truly.
Plus, you'll get that bottom line, New York City bootleg, March 8th, 1979, Peter Tosh. So that's just gravy on top of your other premium you're going to get. So we only have a couple of those left. Give us a call.
303-449-4885. And we're going to come in hot before the Roger Steffens interview.
Sweet.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Rastafari.
Say that I'm coming in hot. Fire in them, shot. Say I'm coming in hot. Fire in lightning, shot. I've just cleaned up my nozzle, and the load me barrel, say I got me hammer, cause I'm gonna pull my trigger. Me say hot, yeah. Fire in, shot. Say I'm coming in hot. Fire in, shot. I thought that I was blazing. My blood it was a boil. I say that it was amazing. Hot, yeah. Fire in, shot. Say I'm coming in. Hot. Fire in, shot. Hold on, me catch a fire. I could not take it no longer. That was the chucking of some cold ice water. Hot, yeah. Fire in, shot. Say I'm coming in. Hot, yeah. Fire in, shot. Fire in,
firing shock, no shock, no shock. Said I'm a coming in hot,
hot, hot.
Firing a firing a firing a firing.
Listening to Mark of the Beast coming off of the triple disc Ultimate Peter Tosh Experience box set. And we want to thank Phil Hayward for giving a call and pledging as well, getting us a bit closer towards that extra $700 pledge grant from Thomas Whitney. And we want to thank you for giving a call. And you too can be like Phil and give a call down here and pledge as well, 303-449-4885.
Yeah, Phil's representing Denver, so thanks for calling down from the big city today, Phil, and hope you come up and get your premium soon. We also just wanted to say we have another cool Peter Tosh CD that you may not have. It's called The Toughest, and it's a lot of his early stuff, some Coxone-produced stuff and some Lee Perry productions. So that one, if you don't want to make the big 120 dive for the Ultimate, you can get in at the $40 level. Pick that, The Toughest CD up, plus you'd get his bootleg From the Bottom Line, all for $40, and you're a KGNU listener member now.
And as we're reminded, you're part of the big family. I mean, our family is huge. I mean, we have all different kinds of people down here with all different kinds of knowledge, and if you come down here just to, like, check in the library or come down here in the middle of the day, the amount of unique people that you'll meet is... truly worth it to come down and check it out anyway.
Yeah, and the common denominator is a love of music. And there's all kinds of people that love music, people that know about blues or techno or, you know, from African roots to the Grateful Dead Hour. Plus, you know what? I really love our news coverage.
Totally.
To me, that's, you know, another really thing I'm proud of about working down here at KGNU It's really good. So, yeah, so thanks for your continued support. In my time here, gosh, we've done a new building fund, and here we are in our building, and we've done a transmitter fund to broadcast into Denver on the AM transmitter. And now we've also done a lot with our website. If you haven't had a chance to check out kgnu.org, you can listen to any of the shows, you know, for about a week after they're posted up online, so you can download those right into iTunes. So if you don't get to listen, like if you're busy next Saturday, you can still check out Reggae Bloodlines afterwards. So all those things cost money, and we are asking you to help. Please give us a call, 303-449-4885.
Also, you could be like Phil and pledge right online at www.kgnu.org, and it's a secure way to do it.
Cool.
I mean, not that our callers aren't secure, but it is a secure way of doing things online. And anonymous, all online. You don't have to even get up. You can be right there in the computer. I mean, maybe that's where you listen to us mostly, is while you're working on your computer at home or at work. So there are many ways to become members down here. 303-449-4885 or www.kgnu.org. We should be having Roger Steffens calls here very shortly.
Hopefully. And, yeah, we appreciate your support. And please become a listener member now.
Or a renewed member. And the other thing that's kind of cool that's going on is that all of this money is going for a stronger signal strength. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a benefit on Saturday, March 28th. It's a KGNU benefit party featuring DJ Olive, Mr. Anonymous, Spaceflight Orchestra, and Ivy. And all of those guys are local. A lot of them do shows down here. All of them except for DJ Olive, who is the agriculture Brooklyn, New York man. So, you know, you get to be a part of a huge family that has a lot to offer. So give a call.
Yeah, give Josh and Aaron a call. Guys out there working hard. We appreciate everybody being down here and helping out.
The guys down at Pangea, everybody's around.
It's a team effort.
Yes, yes. So give a call, 303-449-4885. Here's some more Peter Tosh. Check it.
Rock, you rock.
Roger Steffens, are you with us?
I am indeed. Is this John?
This is Josh Sonic and John Shaw.
Yeah, I'm here too, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
John times two. Nice to be with both of you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. How's everything going today?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. In fact, I'm preparing to get on a plane tomorrow morning to go to New York to work with Jonathan Demme on his forthcoming Bob Marley documentary feature film.
Wow, where is that happening at?
In New York.
New York.
In New York, sure.
Sounds like another amazing project that you're working on to let the world know about Ja Rastafari's reggae music. And we appreciate you doing all you do for us here at KGNU Reggae Bloodlines and that you do for the world of reggae music. And one of our big premiums today, Roger, is the ultimate Peter Tosh experience. And we know that you had an integral part in this two DVD, one CD box set. And we'd love it if you could tell us a little bit about the ultimate Peter Tosh experience project.
Well, it was a desire to have a legitimate release of the Red X documentary, which has been bootlegged several times over the past nearly 20 years since it was made. And this entire project was done in conjunction with the Peter Tosh estate. So proper royalties have been paid to everybody. And in the world of reggae, you know, that's very important because it doesn't always happen.
Right.
And I don't like to get involved in any project that's not totally legitimate. So you've got one DVD that is an extraordinary film made by Nicholas Campbell and Wayne Jobson called Red X, Stepping Razor, The Man, The Music, The Murder. And it involves the Red X tapes, which Peter was working on at the time of his assassination, beginning to dictate his autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear Peter's own words in this film as well. And then there's another whole disc of a lot of surprising material, live performances, including one from the No Nukes concert in 1979 in New York, at which Peter Tosh performed 400 years. And that's never been released to the public. And then there's an extended version of Legalize It, which is very exciting, from that same concert. And I'm happy to say some excerpts from my old cable television show called L.A. Reggae that Chili Charles and I did here for about 23 years in Los Angeles. And we interviewed Peter shortly after Bob's passing in August of 81, and then again in the summer of 1983. And there's some very provocative excerpts on the Tosh box from those interviews. Peter was prescient. I mean, he talked about knowing of numerous plots on his life, and of course it was a hit that was put on him, and that prophecy came sadly true.
I was actually watching that section last night, and just a question for you is, what were the vibes in that room while you were interviewing Peter Tosh? Was he receptive? Was he taken back? Is he used to your vibes coming
out
there?
Which year are you talking? The early one in 81 or the later one in 83? The 83 has several other people in the room.
Yes, yes. Actually, the 83 one.
Okay. Well, as usual, when Peter came to Los Angeles, he was pissed off. As that's where the record company was, and he was always angry with the record company, rightfully so, because he felt he was never being given the proper promotion, and they were content to let 150,000 sales appear to be a hit when other artists were selling 2 or 3 million. And so there was usually an edge to his discussions when we were together in Los Angeles. There were numerous other interviews I did with him, both at KCRW and on the phone, which had a whole different tone to them. But, you know, Peter was a pretty fierce guy, and that is captured, I think, in those interviews.
Well, I think out of the three Wailers, he definitely has the sharpest edge.
Oh, absolutely. I often compare Bob to Martin Luther King in the sense of, you know, righteous indignation, but also trying to heal the divisions. And with Peter, he was the Malcolm X of the group.
Oh, and also, my favorite question that you asked him is, what was his favorite vampires?
Yeah, basically he said all of them. Or not so much favorites, but who were they specifically? And he declined to answer. It was more a generic supposition for him than anything else. But, you know, it was so funny to be around, and he rarely showed that humorous side in interviews. He put on this very kind of straight face for most of his interviews and press conferences. But privately, I mean, he was one of the funniest people I've ever known, and it was always such a joy to hang out with him. He had a great sense of humor, and in a previous Peter Tosh box set that I worked on for Columbia years ago called Honorary Citizen, in the booklet that Leroy Pearson and I wrote, we included a whole page of words of the herbalist verbalist, in which he deconstructed the language and made the words reveal their inner truths. And that was one of the things in casual conversation that he would do. And he called his manager his damager, and his producer was his reducer. And Sly and Robbie were Slime Come Rob Me or Ryan Slobby. There was another one that I just loved, and I found out about a week or two after the booklet went to print, because I certainly would have put it in there. He called the Queen of England Queen Earliza Bitch. And he talked about the crime minister who sat in the House of Represent the Thief, and said he played in San Francisco, California, United States of Asatica, because there's nothing merry about America. It's Asatica.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for providing some insights behind the scenes with Peter Tosh, one of the original Wailers, man. And if we talk just for one more minute about the Ultimate Peter Tosh Experience set, you told us a little bit about the two DVDs, and the interviews that Roger is referring to are on the second DVD with a lot of other live concert footage. And then there's the CD, which is Rare and Classic Recordings. So you're going to probably have heard a couple of the tracks, but a lot of the tracks are previously unreleased and just really nice to hear different versions of these classic tracks. So
well, it was wonderful that we were able to get permission from the Tosh estate to include some of these rare dub plates that he made. And I don't think there's ever been an official release of a Tosh dub plate before this. And, you know, there's still other things in the can that can come out. I recently discovered something that had a variety of suggested titles, from Apollo 11 to Rasta in Outer Space. I forget what the third one is right now, but it's Peter Tosh over an up-tempo, almost indescribable instrumental bed describing the entire flight of Apollo 11 to the moon and back in a voiceover.
What?
It's totally off the wall and unlike anything else he ever did before.
Oh, that would be fun to hear that sometime. And we know that you are definitely the number one reggae archivist out there. And we really, again, appreciate your stories. And don't forget, listeners, that the Ultimate Peter Tosh Experience that we're talking about can be yours if you pledge today here at Reggae Bloodlines. Just give us a call, 303-449-4885.
So, and, you know, as a veteran of public radio myself, 10 years on KCRW in L.A., I can't urge your listeners more forcefully now than ever before to continue to support your station. It's been one of the bastions of reggae for so many years in the country, and it's nationally known. And there are a lot of stations that have dropped their reggae programs in the past year or two. As I travel around the country, I find that, for example, KUSP in Santa Cruz, where Lance Linares, one of the first American reggae disc jockeys, who began his roots rock reggae show in 1974, after 34 years, was dropped by the station rather unceremoniously. And if you take this reggae slot for granted, you're making a big mistake. It's something that deserves the most generous support you can come up with in these troublous times. Everybody's hurting for money, I understand that. But, you know, whatever you can dig in your pockets to share with KGNU, I urge you to do it today and not hesitate. It's so important to keep one of the few musics on the face of the earth that talks about a way of life that will make the planet better and heal the rifts. This is so important to support, and I hope that all of you listening today will try to help in whatever way you can.
Well, we really appreciate your time, too, because that is just as important as money, or more important than money. We appreciate your time, too. And one last thing about this Peter Tosh, The Ultimate Experience, is that there's a wonderful booklet in it with a handful of articles, and one of them is written by Roger Steffens. And we've been kind of talking about the article here before our interview, Roger, and it's really a great insider article about even where the name The Wailers really did come from.
That's the first time it's ever been published. You know, Leroy Jody Pearson and I spent 3 weeks locked in a hotel room in Kingston, Jamaica in October of 1990 doing a life-spanning series of interviews with Bunny Wailer for his autobiography. And about 9 years after that, he decided that he wasn't going to be able to publish it for reasons that I better not say on the air, but rather, rather sure. sad reasons. And so that exists now in a box in my basement with 1,800 pages of transcripts in it.
I figured
after all this time that the inside story of the Wailer's name, which contradicts everything that's ever been published about it before, is finally available to the public in the booklet. So that's an important piece of Wailer's scholarship that is now available for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's a great set, and we'll leave the origins of the name for our listeners once they make their pledge and all right. Well, so if one thing that we touched on a few minutes ago was, you know, we made a joke about Peter referring to vampires, and right at the beginning of Steppin' Razor Red X, which is one of the DDs in this set, there's a quote that says, "Vampires don't come out and bite your neck anymore. They cause something destructive to happen that blood will spill, and those invisible vampires will get their meals." And that was from the year of his murder in 1987. And there's just, and the booklet talks a little bit about the different theories of how Peter was killed. And I would just, in a way, I'd like to have you tell us a lot about Peter, who he was as a person, what we can learn about him, but also how did this happen? How did he tragically be assassinated, like you mentioned?
Well, you know, over the years, there have been several theories floated, and I now know of three different ones, all of them seem perfectly plausible, promulgated by people who were close to him and really knew what they were talking about, but each theory cancels the other out. So now, whereas in the past I really thought I knew, now I really don't have any idea that I have the right answer to that, and I doubt we ever will, sadly.
Okay.
But he was an outspoken person. He was tremendously controversial in Jamaica. To this day, you rarely hear anything by Peter Tosh broadcast on the air in Jamaica. My wife and I went down to do a Peter Tosh seminar at the University of the West Indies a few years ago, and we had dinner one evening in one of the biggest hotels in Kingston, and our waitress was a 20-year-old woman who had been raised in Kingston, and she said, "What are you doing here?" And we told her, and she said, "Who's Peter Tosh?"
Oh, wow.
And that really was stunning to me. But he spat in the face of authority every chance he got, and he did not mince words. And the powers that seem in Jamaica are still very wary of having anything to do with him or his statements. And don't forget, he was one of the very first musical artists ever to address the issue of apartheid on the Equal Rights album in 77, his most brilliant achievement. He played in Swaziland, in Africa, and made the promoters break down the gates because there were so many people waiting outside who wanted to get in, people who had risked their lives by sneaking across the border of South Africa into Swaziland to hear Peter Tosh. I think he is, in Africa, in some ways a more important figure even than Bob Marley because of his overt militancy. He was a champion of freedom and independence movements, as Bob was, but he spoke to it every chance he got in his public interviews. Plus, privately, he was the opposite of that militant kind of figure that we know. He was very warm and personable and loving, and he had a lot of kids and was fond of making babies, and nine of those children are known to exist. There's a tenth who's missing, and the most prominent of them is Andrew Tosh. In fact, I was just in Amsterdam at the Cannabis Cup this year for High Times, and I inducted Peter Tosh as the latest member of the Cannabis, now Counterculture, Hall of Fame. And
nice.
Andrew Tosh played along with Bunny Wailer's daughter, who's a young woman named Sensi Love.
Wow.
Gorgeous 22-year-old girl with a beautiful voice, and Kimani Marley. So all three Wailer's children were in there. Unfortunately, Kimani had to leave before Andrew and Sensi got there. Otherwise, we might have had a third generation of Wailers or second mm-hmm. generation of Whalers musicians playing together.
Well, that's quite
but
amazing.
But we did get stuff with Sensi and Andrew. They did a duet on Peter Tosh's song Creation that just blew the roof off the Milky Way Club in Amsterdam.
Yeah, totally. That's off of Honorary Citizen, right?
That track, yeah. And for interested listeners, if you go to YouTube and type in High Times Tosh Induction, you will see my somewhat cloudy induction speech for Peter, because I was a, quote, a celebrity judge, and we had 21 sativas and 64 indicas to judge in a four-day period. I guess all discretion kind of went up in smoke after the second one of the day.
Literally.
It was an interesting challenge.
Way to go. That sounds fun. Hey, we got a couple more pledges that just came in during our interview, and we want to say thanks to Nancy for her pledge, and also another anonymous pledge that came in. They're going to come in and browse. One's actually going to be getting a La Peep restaurant gift certificate, but they also get that Peter Tosh bootleg from the Bottom Line in New York. So nice. We only have a few of those left. Give us a call. We're enjoying a conversation with Roger Steffens, and you can call us at 303-449-4885 and make your pledge now.
Well, Roger, I have to say you're very eloquent with words, and I remember when you came through Boulder and you played the Stepping Razor Red X tapes at Boulder High School back in, I think, 1993 or so.
And oh, yeah.
I thought you were an eloquent speaker then, and you've always been a like kind of like the godfather of reggae vibes to me. So it's just wonderful to have you on the show. And now that I have you here, I have to ask, how often do you speak with Bunny Whaler, and what are your connections with him right now? Because he is...
They're completely severed. I have nothing to do with him. I'm so disappointed in him. He never told Leroy and me that he was abandoning the project. We had to find it out from Family Man and from his now late band leader, Carl Ayton, that he had been pressured into not publishing his autobiography by outside forces in the Marley family. So that was a tremendous disappointment. And then to learn that one of his great signature songs, Dreamland, which he has taken the royalties for the past 43 years, if you see it on Marcia Griffith's albums or Third World's album, mm-hmm. it's always listed as N. Livingston. His name is Neville O'Reilly Livingston. And it's actually a cover song, and Coxon told my wife and me a few years ago that he gave the song to Bunny to cover. It was on the VJ label out of Chicago in the early 60s by a group called El Tempos, written by a man called Al Johnson. So that, to me, was a tremendous sadness to learn that, you know, the man who complains about the Whalers being ripped off every chance he gets is, in fact, ripping off another man's work. And it's note for note, word for word, Dreamland. I have a copy of it. There's no question it's the same song.
Wow. Well, maybe we should get back to Peter.
Yeah.
I just had lost all respect for Job B.
Okay. Well, hey, let's move it back to Peter then. And you know, you mentioned Coxon Dodd a little while ago. That's addressed a little bit in the interviews and also in the booklet. It seems like Coxon really helped in the beginning of the Whalers' career, but what other roles did Coxon Dodd play with the Whalers?
Well, only in the early years,
yeah.
And it was certainly an interesting introduction to the world, because the very first song that Bob did was for as a solo artist for Leslie Kong, with members of the group that became the Scatolites. So he was playing with professional people at the highest level right from the start. So his first song for Coxon with the rest of the Whalers at that time was Simmer Down, on which Don Drummond and the Scatolites played. We outline all the details on that, Leroy and I, in our book, Bob Marley and the Whalers, the definitive discography from Heartbeat Press. And we place it in the beginning of July 1964, which is later than most of the biographers do, but we explain in great detail, like biblical exegetes, why we do that based on the matrix numbers of the release. And so Coxon had the finest musicians in Jamaica at the time, working with him on a daily basis. And when the Wailers, after a couple of years of training with Joe Higgs, the real godfather of reggae music, were good enough that they could walk right into the studio and cut a record on Monday morning and have it playing on a dub plate and sound systems in Trenchtown on Monday night.
Right.
And he introduced them to all different kinds of music, too, because the Beatles... And I Love Her was an early cover by the Wailers on Coxon. Dionne and the Belmonts, Teenager in Love. What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones. All of those were covered by the Wailers, along with gospel songs and pop hits and their own compositions in the ska style. And early Rude Boy songs attributed to the Wailers, too, when nobody else was singing about the Rude Boys. So Coxon had a major role to play. It was a college of musical knowledge. It was like the Motown label, to which it's often compared, and Coxon was the Berry Gordy of Jamaica. And the group was very, very lucky to work with him and not be stuck on Duke Reed's Treasure Isle label with a guy who really didn't have much musical sensibility. Coxon, he knew what takes to release, let's put it that way. He might not have had hands-on on the mixing board, but he did know which was the best release, and he judged that through the use of those dub plates at sound system dances and in nightclubs where he would preview them and see the response of the audience. So it was a very beneficial thing that Coxon and the Wailers hooked up in the early days. The sad part of it was they never got paid.
Right.
At the most, Bunny told us, they never got more than £3 a week, even when they were selling tens of thousands of records a week.
That's tough. That's unfortunate.
But it's an old story in Jamaica, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, hey, it looks like we're going to kind of phase into the next part of our show and continue on with our pledges and pledge drive here. And we really want to say thank you so much, Roger,
for
taking some time. And we've actually had a few people call in and ask when you're coming back to Colorado.
We did some really interesting shows at the Boulder Theater a couple of years ago, and I would love to come back there. I have so much new material and a whole different way of doing my show now, where in between the film clips of unreleased material, I have a constant stream of unpublished photographs playing on the screen behind me. So maybe the fellas at the Boulder Theater are listening, and we can set something up again. And I also want to tell your listeners to look out for the Reggae Scrapbook. And I know you're Reggae Bloodlines, and that was the book that Peter Simon and Stephen Davis did back in 1977 that alerted many people in America for the first time to reggae music. And he and I collaborated about a year ago on Roger Steffens and Peter Simon's Reggae Scrapbook. It's almost completely sold out. You can go up to Amazon and check it out there. It's got about 60 things in it that you can take out. It's a big, almost 5-pound book with tons of artifacts that are removable and lots of interesting anecdotes. So if you're a real reggae fan, this is an essential piece for you. Go up to Amazon and type in Reggae Scrapbook and you'll see the details on it. And I thank you so much for sharing your time. And once more, to everybody listening to us right now, if you value this show and you want to see it survive, call right now and make a pledge to KGNU, one of the most interesting and substantial non-commercial radio stations in the United States, and I say that as someone who's spoken in every state but Alaska, and I know what's out there, and you should be really proud of this fine show on this fine station. And thanks so much, John and John, and I hope to catch up with you fleshically very soon.
Thank you.
You are the man. We'll look forward to you trodding through soon. Thanks, Roger.
We look forward to it.
One love.
One love. Blessings. All right, so we're going to get back into some more Peter Tosh music. That was Roger Steffens, the interview. And this is KG New Boulder during our pledge drive. Give a call, 303-449-4885, if you like what you just heard. Quintessential reggae and quintessential interviews. Check it.
Jaja is the ganja, which I know couldn't do. How could one man ganja must be an ape from the zoo? And I'm wanted, y'all, by the evil forces, yeah. I've been wanted, y'all, and I no place to hide. They are trying to find me. I've been accused for a shooting, y'all.
Okay, you're in tune to KGNU, Reggae Bloodlines, 88.5 FM, and we are here to welcome another wonderful DJ in the mix. Welcome, Ikat.
Hello, everybody, and
This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking you your support to pledge. And when you pledge in to call, and we have a lot of special gifts, and we want you to go out, have fun, or enjoy. Also, you are helping the radio station, and also we want you to have fun. So for that, I have a bunch of music tickets to give away for when you pledge in. And I would like also to thank Upliftment Entertainment in Denver for donating all this ticket for KJNU. We have a show coming, Calibad, in Denver. It's going to be April 11 at Cervantes. And if you would like to go see Calibad, you can get for a $40 member pledge, you can get this ticket. And also, Pato Bantan coming up in Denver, again in Cervantes. That will be in April 16.
Great.
And also, the Melodians.
Wow.
Coming next Friday, which is March 27, at Osley's. So we have all this thank you gift beside the Peter Tosh CD, DVD, and all other CDs you can come and pick. So we have all these gifts when you come to pledge. So the number here to call is 303-449-4885.
Plus, that Calibad show is going to be hot. And a lot of people, some of us already have a lot of material things. We have, we have the Peter Tosh. We have all this stuff, but sometimes people like to collect experiences. So it's really awesome that the...
He was, I think, in Colorado for the first time a few months ago at the Fox Theater. I was surprised to see, the crowd was really...
responsive?
And I was in Miami for Caribbean Fest last month, the end of last month, and Calibad was one of the person who performed for that festival too, and I see people go crazy when they see.
How many pairs of tickets do you have for that show?
I have 4 pair.
That's a lot, people.
Also Pato Bantan. Pato Bantan performed last summer at Red Rocks.
His
great performance and very humble and great personality too. And Pato Bantan, you shouldn't miss this show. And also Melodians coming up soon, March 27. That will be on Friday, the next week.
And they haven't been through in quite some time, have they? It's been about maybe 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yes. I haven't seen them for a while.
So give a call down here, 303-449-4885. Pick up some of those tickets as a premium. And go check out some great shows, Calibuds, The Melodians, and Pato Bantan. Super fantastic.
Yeah, and who's the promoter again that's putting those shows on?
Upliftment Entertainment.
Well, I just want to thank Uplift Entertainment for bringing in those shows to Denver. Those are 3 huge reggae shows for the city, and always need to help the reggae scene in Denver. And so go out and support it and become a listener member here now at KGNU by giving us a call at 303-449-4885, and I still think we have a couple of those Peter Tosh bootlegs left, and we're going to get into some early Peter Tosh now. So thank you so much for coming by, and thank you all for listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Check it.
Shame and scandal in the family. I just don't know.
Legalize it, and I-Man will advertise it. Thank you, Peter Tosh. We're inside the Legalize It dub from the Honorary Citizen box set. And prior to that, you heard a few tracks from the early Peter Tosh catalog. That's from the album The Toughest. It's a compilation that we're actually giving away as a premium here at KGNU Reggae Bloodlines today for the $40 pledge level. It is one of my favorite Peter Tosh CDs. So please feel free to give us a call and pledge today at 303-449-4885. We do have a challenge grant that we're trying to meet, so we need your help. If we get 30 listener members to start or renew their pledges, their memberships, we will get an additional $700. Thank you, Mr. Thomas Whitney, longtime listener and supporter of reggae on KGNU. So what do you guys think?
Well, I want to thank, we want to thank Papa Fly, Mama Fly, and Maya Bingy for renewing their membership here at KGNU. They're going to be picking up the Modest Yahoo live at Stubbs and Tosh's The Toughest, and as well as your Live in New York CD. So I want to give a big thanks to you all. And as I'm sitting here, I'm noticing that we have another poster left, another Peter Tosh poster. And it's looking kind of lonely over there. We need someone to give a call and pick that bad boy up, because it is a limited edition poster. And it goes as a great premium for any. If you want to give a gift, if it's someone's birthday, who wouldn't love it? I know I love it, because I got one from John one year. It was an amazing gift. Your, what was that, the... Not river on the rig on the river.
Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada, yeah. I got that, and I was like, ooh, I got all warm and fuzzy. It was nice. But anyways.
All right.
You know, it was good.
Glad you like it. Glad you like it. And we do have one more poster, and we have a bunch of great concert tickets to give out. What are the options?
Yeah, we have Calibad coming up April 11 at Cervantes, and Pato Bantan April 16 at Cervantes, and the Melodians in March 27. Osles, Denver. And the number to call here is 303-449-4885. And this is like two times a year that we ask you to support our radio station. We know that when we are playing music, people call to announce some music coming, or when they want to hear request music, and we get a lot of calls. But now this is the time also you call in and show your support. And this is the way the radio station run, by listener members. And please, we need your help. And call us 303-449-4885.
We need your help. So thanks for listening. We're doing a Peter Tosh tribute today. Lots to listen to. Lots to, be excited about down here, the interview with Roger Steffens, and we're really trying to pull out all the stops for you today. So give us a call, let us know you're supporting us, and we appreciate you listening. Here's another track from The Toughest, which is a premium at $40.
You said you love me.
Yesterday. Here comes the sun. say it's all right.
Johnny, be good tonight. Come on.
Vampire.
And you're in tune to KGNU 88.5 FM, Reggae Bloodlines. Thank you so much for listening today. You're in the middle of a Peter Tosh tribute show that we put together for our special fundraiser. And that last track you just heard was Pick Myself Up. That's from the 3879 Bottom Line New York bootleg that we are giving as a premium here today. On top of any other premium you get that premium for free. So even at the entry level, you're going to walk with whatever you want, plus that great bootleg. And before that, we touched a couple tracks from the CD The Toughest, which is a sort of a little retrospective of Peter Tosh's early days with Coxone Dodd and Lee Perry. So right now we're asking you to pick up the phone and become a listener member at KGNU. The phone number is 303-449-4885, and we have a panel full of Rastafarians here to talk to you about the pledge drive. So welcome, everybody.
Hey, John, where are we at with our numbers?
Our numbers are a little bit low right now, Jossonic. Our numbers are a little bit low. Either everybody is out playing Frisbee and doesn't have time to give us a call, or we're just not doing it for them today. So I'm a little bummed out. What do you think, John?
Well, I think we're making progress, and every pledge that comes in gets us closer to the goal. That's why we set these goals, and they're not just coming out of thin air. We don't pull a rabbit out of a hat and say, you know, this is a rabbit that I just pulled out of a hat. I don't know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, we don't just make these things up. We meticulously go through, figure out, like, okay, well, what does each show need to make in order for us to hit this goal? And the overall goal is $200,000 from 2,200 new or renewing members. And to think about $200,000, to think about trying to raise $200,000, I mean, that is, it's such a daunting figure that, you might make you just give up from the get-go, but that's not how we do it. And that, and by moving slowly through one pledge at a time, you know, we are already up to the new total as of Terrasonic today is $154,000. That's where we're sitting right now.
Wow.
So now it's just $46,000. You know, and that's also a huge number, but it's less daunting than 200,000, that's for sure. And when the reason that we've whittled it down this far is because we've gotten one pledge at a time from one person out there, one person who the light bulb goes off for them. They're struck in the moment and say, you know what, I think they really mean me this time. I think that really this is the drive where I don't put it off and put it off. And then it's over, and I go, oh, I'll get them next time. They'll ask again in a few months or, 6 months or so, and I'll call then, and then maybe you don't. If you've been there, and when we've heard from so many people this drive alone, which has been so great, of people who have been lapsed renewals, that's somebody who used to pledge, and then just for whatever reason kind of just step back and let other people step up and make it happen. And there's people who are coming back and saying, you know, hey, it's been a long time. You're right. It's time for me to go and make my pledge. You can do that. You can be a new member and join the team. I mean, it's a lot of people. This is over 1,400 people who have pledged their support, individuals. I mean, imagine if all those people were outside your house right now, just kind of asking you, like, hey, come together, join us, and then walking to the next listener and saying, you know, come on, it's a huge movement of people. I mean, it's a mobilization of folks who care about community radio, who care about what KGNU does, and what KGNU does, if this is the first time you've heard it, and you're just new to community radio for some reason, you haven't understood what we're all about. This is volunteer-powered radio, people from the community who come on and take back their public airwaves and have access to the radio to be able to be a part of the media. The media has been consolidated and conglomerated and pulled away from the people. And KGNU for almost 31 years now has been the sole effort of this place is to give the media back. And by doing that, by giving the radio power back to the people, what you hear is a reflection of the community that we live in, the beautiful community of the Front Range. We hear music, awesome reggae music. We hear from people like Joel just did on Terrasonic, whose whole passion is international sounds, and he brings it all together. And you hear people who are passionate about the news, issues that are going on in our community, and they go on and they go out there and get a report and let us know what's happening. So we get informed, we get entertained, and we get enlightened by KGNU. And we can only do that with your support. The number to call is 303-449-4885. Don't put it off another moment. We need you now in the next 45 minutes here to make our goal on Reggae Bloodlines. 303-449-4885.
We want to thank Mira Kier for joining our family. Wanted to make an additional contribution so she could pick up the Tosh bootlegs. And she's also going to be picking up the Dub Matrix Renegade Rocker CD. So I want to give you a big round of applause out there, Mira, and thank you for calling in. Also, I have to say, John Schaefer, you are a master at Pledge Drive, man. This is our last day, isn't it?
Day 11, let's go another 10.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
You are chock full of Pledge Drive, man.
I'm telling you, and I'll tell you why. It's true. If you've been listening and you haven't pledged, and you know that I'm probably completely exhausted because we've been going at this so long. But the reason that I care so much is because this place is unbelievable. This is a rare commodity to have in your community, to be able to have a radio station that does this, that the mission is to let people on the air and be able to spread music that you're not, you know, it's just stuff that gets marginalized. It gets, you know, it comes in when stuff, totally rare stuff like this, this Peter Tosh box set, of course, you know, we don't blink an eye. Of course we're going to put that in. But we also get stuff from local artists who are trying really hard to get their name out there, and we put them on the air. We have the Cabaret Show where we have them play live, and they have other times during our schedule where there's access to the community. The reason that I can keep going, and I'm running on fumes, the tachometer is to the floor, I have the seatbelt off, and the radio's blaring, driving for the victory lap, is because I believe so much in what this station does.
Yeah, we have Gregory Cirito to thank, and he said he really appreciated it. It is a blessing, and keep it up. He's listening on 88.5 FM, and he's going to pick the Peter Tosh, the toughest, and the bootleg.
And speaking of, like, you know, local people, we've got people like Spaceflight Orchestra, Mr. Anonymous, Ivy, bringing in artists from other states like DJ Olive, coming in to do Signal Strength benefits, you know, Saturday, March 28th. I mean, people care. People care in this community about all of our shows, about the reggae community, about the electronic community, about the African community. I mean, this is a unique radio station that really is a jewel amongst other things. So it's time to call and pledge, 303-449-4885. We need to make our grant of an extra $700 today. So now's the time to pick up that phone.
That's true. The time right now is to light them up. Let's light up all these lines right now, get a huge boost of momentum here on the Bloodline Show, and then sprint to the finish line and celebrate what is one of the most incredible stations in the country, and just continues to thrive. You know, I've been handed this just in premium. And this will be kind of vague, but if you can follow along, this is what I'm saying here without me saying it, you'll know what I'm talking about. The guy from English Beat, who is a great support, who is a great supporter of KGNU.
Who's at the English Beat?
The guy from the English Beat. Anyway, the English Beat is going to play at a venue, an outdoor venue. Imagine an outdoor venue, if you will, here in Colorado. Maybe a historic outdoor venue with a lot of other reggae artists.
Is it pretty?
It's really pretty.
I think it's pretty.
There's a whole day full, really, you could imagine, of reggae artists. And we have a pairs of tickets to go to this event of multiple reggae artists at a famous outdoor venue.
To see the English Beat and more bands.
Yeah. Can't really say exactly where or exactly what the event is, but maybe you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we have three pairs of tickets. They're going to go fast. They're available right now. 303-449-4885. Once again, 303-449-4885. Get your support here to KGNU during Reggae Bloodlines. Let's sprint to the finish line.
We've only got 40 more minutes of the show, and then we're going into African Roots. And we'd really like to meet that grant, or we're going to lose our minds.
Yes, again, the phone number 303-449-4885.
Rastafari, keep listening, keep the groove going, and we're going to do one more track from some early Peter Tosh, and then Joss Sonic is going to take the controls.
But I don't know, you are nobody, the only exalting, your painted face, girl, but underneath that face, you're just a disgrace, so you're just a brand new second hand, no good man, no one, brand new second hand. That show up, so brand new second hand. You're just a nuisance, brand new second hand. With no resistance, what you've got, girl, that I don't know. Why you really have to show off so? Mama used to tell me a long time ago, girl, it's not everything you see. The glitter is gold, so you're just a brand new second hand. No man, no what, no brand new second hand. So you go back around, so brand new second hand. Telling you this, you're just a brand new second hand. Sha-la-la, la. Sha-la-la, la. Sha-la-la, la. Out of your mind, you must be crazy. You're just a brand new second hand girl. No good man, no one, brand new second hand. So you can go back around, so girl, brand new second hand. You don't worth a dime, you're just a brand new second hand. You're just a brand new second hand. Make no one fool you, you're just a brand new second hand. Girl, you're just a brand new second hand. You could have looked better, girl, you're just a brand new second hand. Instead of that, you're just a brand new second hand. That's all I got to say.
Like a walking razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, said I'm dangerous. I'm like a walking razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you treat. Like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a
nobody chucky from me. If you are a chucky, chucky, nobody chucky from me. Yeah. I'm like a stepping rain. Watch out, size. I'm dangerous. I'm so dangerous. I'm like a chopping razor. Don't watch my size. I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you eat a fault, you treat me good. If you drink let's soup, you better treat. Watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you a bull bucka, nobody buck from me. Yeah. If you a dopey, away from me. I'm like a stepping razor.
Show we call it the explosive fire. So I suggest you just fasten your seatbelts, extinguish all cigarettes, and light up your spirits. We are about to take off.
Yes, I. Yes, do we have the Melodians here? Rabayugi. Check it, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Yes. Is this
How are you?
Good, and you?
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, we're somewhere in California.
Really? Northern California? Southern California?
Fort Bragg.
Oh, wow. I just want to let everybody know we are speaking to the Melodians right now who are playing.
Yeah. My name is Trevor Melodians, you know?
Trevor Miller, yes.
Yeah, I will be around very shortly. All right?
The Melodians are going to be playing Friday, March 27th at Owsley's in Denver, so that's going to be a great show for you to check out, the famous, legendary Melodians in Denver. And we are giving away a couple Melodian tickets for our premium here at KGNU Reggae Bloodlines.
I guess a minute. You're storing a visit from the Melodians, too.
Yes. Bring that vibe, man. We love it.
Yeah, look. Big up, pal. Thank you very much. I'm cool, you know?
Serious. How's your tour going?
Well, it's going good so far, you know.
Well, we look forward.
Where the people are enjoying themselves, you know.
Yeah, definitely. We look forward to having you coming to Colorado.
Oh, yes. sure thing, you know, we'll be there, full strong, in the name of the help of the Most High.
Yes, I.
We'll be there to entertain everyone, you know. So tell them to come out.
We will keep them well informed.
To make that stop, you know. Yes, I am.
Yes, I.
And no respect to everyone again, you know.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we will catch up with you this Friday at Owsley's in Denver, Friday, March 27th. So the hottest ticket in town, the legendary Melodians coming through to brighten up your day. And we really appreciate you taking time to call KGNU today. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yes, man. No love, rolling, you know.
Rastafari.
Blessed love.
Peace.
Blessings, blessings. Thanks you for the call.
Welcome.
Yes, yes. Easy now. All right, we've got the Melodians calling in. Everybody's calling in. You should be calling in, too. 303-449-4885 is the number. We've got about 20 minutes left of the Reggae Bloodlines to finish up this part of the drive. And we need your support. We need your call. Uket came down. The Melodians are calling. Roger Steffen's calling. Yeah. I mean, everybody is just on board for this.
Yeah, we're hearing from people all over the Colorado region, as well as some people are even pledging online at kgnu.org. And we have a few people that we'd like to give a sincere thank you to. First off, I'd like to read about a pledge that was in honor of everyone's friend, Randy Kennedy, out on the pooter looking for a wave. So Reggae Randy, that one's for you. We also wanted to say thank you very much to Love Agilo and Love Called, and just wanted to say that Reggae Nights at the Redfish unfortunately are gone, but they're continuing every Wednesday at the Draft House. And KGNU is Love's hero, best friend, and heartfelt need goes out to KGNU. It means a lot to Love. And then finally, want to say thanks to Carolyn for she always pledges Reggae Bloodlines. We really appreciate your support, young lady, and she loves Democracy Now, Amy and the News. And she is going to see the English Beat at some amazing venue this summer, not to be named. But we have some premiums about a big reggae show this summer. Our premiums are off the hook. 303-449-4885. Don't miss out.
Also want to thank Rob Baker. He used to listen to 88.5 WNNF Community Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. He's going to come in and get some Pato Bonton tickets, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh CD. I mean, this man is going for it. So we want to thank you very much. And we also want to thank Benji and Christina, who we are going to have on the air very shortly here after this one break. And
I also wanted to say thank you to Kathy and pledge because her parent enjoys the station a lot, and so does she. So thank you very much, Kathy. And Kathy says, thanks, good friend, Jog and Bill, for introducing her to KGNU. And tell your friends about KGNU, and especially the Reggae Bloodline show.
And I believe we have Rabbi Yugi online right now. Let's check him.
Oh,
maybe not.
Maybe not.
Either way, Peter Tosh, special today. Give a call, 303-449-4885. 20 minutes left. We need a lot more calls, people, so give a call. And meanwhile, here's some Tosh.
The Mystic Man.
Crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace. Yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. And equal rights and justice.
to get it, equal rights and justice. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Father of Jesus, everybody wants to go up to heaven, but none of them want to die. I don't want no peace. I might need equal rights and justice. I got to get it. Equal rights and justice. I really need it. Equal rights and justice. Just give me my share. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom?
All right, we've got Marcus Benjamin on the line right now. What's going on, Marcus? Or maybe not. He should be in the mix.
I'm over here.
Mix?
Oh, I'm in the mix.
You're in the mix. Wonderful.
All right.
What's up, brother?
Not much. You know, just giving thanks for a beautiful Saturday.
Of course, of course. It is almost too gorgeous out. We need more people inside to be pledging.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to hail up, you know, my favorite youth over here, Jess, Sonic, and John, you know.
Truly.
Yeah. And a couple of things. So check it out. If somebody calls in the next, like, 1 or 2 minutes, I'll double my pledge.
So if someone calls you will double your pledge from what'd you have before?
Just 45 because, you know, I'm a little broke this year like everybody else. Bushonomics.
And you'll bump that up to 90?
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be super, super awesome.
Yeah. And at the same time, I'll spread the rumor about Poudre River Reggae Festival for July 24th and 25th, and I'll announce the lineup here any day now.
Well, we'd like that very much, Marcus.
It's going to be a super surprise. Everybody's going to be very, very stoked.
It's going to be up at the Mishawaka?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Definitely going to be the 24th, and about 50% on the 25th. But the act I got on the 24th will blow everybody's minds. That'll be the first time ever at the Mish.
Wow, amazing. Well, we need someone to call right now, 303-449-4885. Take Benji's challenge as well as this other challenge we have, the Anonymous and Thomas's challenge for either 30 new members or $2,500, we'll get an extra $700 for the studio. So
there you go.
So I mean,
this is going to be my birthday present to KGNU. Since it's my birthday, I'll give it back to KGNU.
That's so sweet of you, dude.
Up the pledges.
Up the pledges. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. Give a call, 303-449-4885. Hey, Marcus, thank you so much for calling, and I'll see you later tonight at your birthday party.
Yes, sir. Bless.
Blessings,
man. You know?
Blessings to Farai.
Bless, yeah.
All right, so let's drop some more Tosh. We need those callers right now.
Yeah, and you're going to play another track from the Peter Tosh, the ultimate Peter Tosh experience. Two DVDs. One is the famous movie Steppin' Razor X, and then the other DVD is live video footage from concerts. And finally, unreleased and rare recordings. So that's at the $120 level. There's also plenty to choose from at the $40 level. We really need your help right now. 303-449-4885, plus all kinds of concert tickets and other stuff too. So give us a call.
There's so much good stuff down here. Come down and get it. KGNU, yep. Boulder, Denver. Yes, truly wanted. And what else is wanted is some more pledges. We're very close to our goal, and we'd love for you to give a call right now at 303-449-4885 and support the Reggae Bloodlines. And we were just sitting around and talking amongst ourselves about how fantastic the Bloodlines has been treating us throughout all these years. I know I've been on the show for, I think, 13 years now. Donovan's been on for so long. Postman, other DJs, John, we've all been around doing the show, and it's just been super fantastic. So if you want to continue on with more great vibrations with the Bloodlines, we're going to need your support, and we're going to need it now. We only have about 7 more minutes left, and the number to call is 303-449-4885, and help us get this challenge grant.
Yeah, an immediate response to Benji asking that he would double for on his birthday, no less, his pledge, and that happened like that. So Benji, maybe you call back. We'll take care of that. Also, we're closing in on. We only have 7 minutes left, of course, which doesn't give us a lot of time, but we have a lot of phone lines, more than we can maybe fill. But let's try that experiment. See if we can load them up right now, because we can close out Reggae Bloodlines with some triumphant victory and glorious sounds when we hit that goal.
The trumpets.
Well, the seals will be broken. 303-449-4885 is the number to call. Once again, it's 303-449-4885. I just want to say what absolute delight it has been to hear so much of Peter Tosh's music today, and to be able to talk with Roger. I mean, when the comments that he was making, it was just ringing so true in my ears, you know, when he was mentioning to not take for granted what KGNU is. You know, we're not going away. You know, we're not going to disappear. The Reggae Bloodline show is not going to vanish. It's been here. It's going to be here, and it's here because of your support. But as he said, you know, these things, we've had so many amazing institutions and institutions of shows, you know, that have just vanished. And it's one of those things that just kind of is a nice reminder that there is this jewel known as KGNU on your dial. You've got to spin down low, switch over the AM, but there's a way to get it, and you can find it. You can listen to it online. Maybe you do that from outside of the area, and because you can't pick it up, or you know, however you get KGNU, only you know how important it is to you to be able to have this kind of programming and the amazing premiums. I mean, I'm looking right now at this. I mean, seriously, stunning poster that you made. I mean, it's unbelievable. The fact that there's one of those left.
Mind-boggling.
The fact that there are still at least one pair. Maybe, I think there's just one pair of this mysterious event at a large outdoor venue that plays reggae all day for multiple acts. I'm not sure what it could be, but we have one pair of those left at 303-449-4885. This gorgeous box set that I'm holding here in my hands with the two DVDs, this CD, look at the beautiful, you can't see them. This is one of the disadvantages of radio, but if I could hold this up to the radio, look at this picture. This is amazing. This book is amazing. And it could be yours, too. But the important thing is not the wonderful thank you gifts that you get, the amazing tickets, the fun you have at these events, and the extra fun you have when you're there having a great time and knowing the reason you're there is because you supported KGNU. Or you go back through your record collection and you pull out this amazing Peter Tosh box set and you go, you know, not only is this cool, but this is extra cool. Because the way I got this was by supporting the community radio station and keeping the second longest running reggae show in the country alive. 303-449-4885 is the number to call. We need you to light up the phones right now. We're going to go back to some tunes, and then we're going to come back to thank you. But we need you to go to the phone right now. 303-449-4885.
What is the word?
The word is love, life, dignity, creation, Rastafari, those are the words, many words, that means progressiveness.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness.
Lift up your heads,
lifted up the ever-living black people. When the King of Glory shall come. Arise, black man, arise. Arise and know thyself. Arise, black man, arise. Arise and know thyself. We've been sitting in the dirt too long, and it seems we don't know when we're right or wrong. But help me sing my song. Black man, arise.
Warning. The Sergeant General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Hazard to your health. Does that mean anything to you?
Then legalize marijuana.
You are tuned into KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM and KGNU Denver 1390 AM, also up in Netherland at 93.7 megahertz, and the World Wide Web at www.kgnu.org.
And our phones are going nuts right now, and we're getting we had a huge amount to go just before that last break, and now here's another one that just came in off the website. We want to thank Beth, who is becoming a new member from Denver. Thank you very much, Beth, for making your pledge online at kgnu.org. They're running a tally right now.